Morning, Dr. Snare, dictator and EKG on patient Nancy Perrin, P-E-R-R-I-N, on a 9/5/24. Mrs. Perrin performed a 12-lead EKG period. Patient is in a normal sinus rhythm period. QRS complexes indicate a left bundle branch block pattern. Period. I think first degree heart block is also indicated. Period, no paragraph impression, left bundle branch block, and first degree heart block, period. Clinical correlation will be required for further assessment, period. Next, 6-minute walk test on Catherine with a C. Bridges, this goes to Van Tanner, comma, PA on 9/5/24. Mrs. Bridges performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 97%, period. She achieved 472 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation at the end of the study was 92%, period. A paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next 6-minute walk test on Rosemary Carton, C-A-R-T-O-N. This goes to Dr. Sarah Ward. On 9/5/24, Mrs. Carton performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 99%, period. Patient walked 318 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 90%, period. A paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next 6-minute walk test by Mary Waugh, W-A-U-G-H. This goes to Dr. Tai. On 9/5/24, Mrs. Wall performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 96%, period. Patient walked 345 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 96%, period. A paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Sylvia Holland. This goes to Dr. Scott Girard. On 9/5/24, Mrs. Holland performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the only bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there's a moderate impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. There was complete reversibility of airways obstruction after bronchodilators, leaving the patient with a minimal reduction of forced vital capacity, period. No paragraph impression. Moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component and a mild restrictive lung disorder, period. Compared to a prior study dated 6/26/24, there's been improvement, period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Gary Parrish. This goes to Kimberly Martin. On 9/5/24, Mr. Parrish performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there's a severe impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators, period. No paragraph impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Lendora Johnson. This goes to Dr. Thompson. On 9/5/24, Mrs. Johnson performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and is a mild degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 6/12/24. There's been no significant change, period. To paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Alfred Brigman. This goes to the VA on 9/5/24. Mr. Brigman performed
pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired. Without significant airways obstruction period, the air velocity index was less than 1, but the ratio of FEV 25-75 over FVC was greater than 0.8 period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 12-7-22. There's been a marked deterioration period. The paragraph impression, severe restriction without airways obstruction showing significant deterioration period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Arthur Terminiello, T-E-R-M-I-N-I-E-L-L-O. This goes to Christina Burton, comma, PA on 9-5-24. Mrs. Terminiello performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired with moderate airways obstruction and insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 6-6-24. There's been significant improvement period. New paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing improvement.
Yeah, I'm dictating. I'll be right there.
Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Joseph Wynn, W-Y-N-N-E. This goes to Dr. Ward on 9-5-24. Mr. Wynn performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was severely impaired and there's a severe impairment in flow rates period. Air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8. Period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 5-23-24. There's been no significant change period of paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression period. Thank you. Yeah.
Did you see I was calling you?
Yeah, I did.